Chapter 8. Hatsumomo wasn't the only one angry at me the following day, because Mother ordered that all the maids be denied servings of dried fish for 6 weeks as punishment for having tolerated Hatsumomo's boyfriend in the Okia. I don't think the maids could have been more upset with me if I'd actually stolen the food from their bowls with my own hands. And as for Pumpkin, she began to cry when she found out what Mother had ordered. But to tell the truth, I didn't feel as uneasy as you might imagine to have everyone glowering at me, and to have the cost of an obi brooch I'd never seen or even touched added to my debts. Anything that made life more difficult for me only strengthened my determination to run away. I don't think Mother really believed I'd stolen the obi brooch, though she was certainly content to buy a new one at my expense, if it would keep Hatsumomo happy. But she had no doubts at all that I'd left the Okia when I shouldn't have, because Yoko confirmed it. I felt almost as though my life itself were slipping away from me when I learned that Mother had ordered the front door locked to prevent me from going out again. How would I escape from the Okia now? Only Auntie had a key, and she kept it around her neck even while she was sleeping. As an extra measure, the job of sitting by the door in the evenings was taken away from me and given to Pumpkin instead, who had to wake Auntie to have the door unlocked when Hatsumomo came home. Every night I lay on my futon scheming, but as late as Monday, the very day before Satsu and I had arranged to run away, I'd come up with no plan for my escape. I grew so despondent I had no energy at all for my chores, and the maids chided me for dragging my cloth along the woodwork I was supposed to be polishing, and pulling a broom along the corridor I was supposed to be sweeping. I spent a long while Monday afternoon pretending to weed the courtyard while really only squatting on the stones and brooding. Then one of the maids gave me the job of washing the wood floor in the maids' room, where Yoko was seated near the telephone, and something extraordinary happened. I squeezed a rag full of water onto the floor, but instead of snaking along toward the doorway as I would have expected, it ran toward one of the back corners of the room.
"Yoko, look," I said. "The water's running uphill."
Of course, it wasn't really uphill. It only looked that way to me. I was so startled by this that I squeezed more water and watched it run into the corner again. And then, well, I can't say exactly how it happened, but I pictured myself flowing up the stairs to the second floor landing, and from there up the ladder, through the trap door, and onto the roof beside the gravity feed tank. The roof! I was so astonished at the thought, I forgot my surroundings completely, and when the telephone near Yoko rang, I almost cried out in alarm. I wasn't sure what I would do once I reached the roof, but if I could succeed in finding my way down from there, I might meet Satsu after all.